everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
And Big Carmen as well. Welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by the Organic Club of America. That's our membership area, membership part of the website. Click on the green round button over there on the left-hand side of the website, and you can see what the all the membership gets you and all that kind of thing. We have some new videos on there about how I built the various fences at my property, and then a lot of other various kinds of videos and information there for you. If you join for, I think it's a two-year period, you get a copy of one of my books, The Organic Manual. And we're getting real low on the manual. We got to decide whether to update it and bring it out again or meld it into some of the other books. So it's one that you might want to grab if you haven't already. Let's see. Somebody called in the last hour and couldn't hold or didn't want to or whatever it was and wanted me to chat quickly about the difference of my recommendations of lava gravel and lava sand. It's pretty simple. The lava sand is used in bed preparation and in potting soils mixed with other kinds of things. The gravel, the lava gravel, we use as a mulch, and it can be used on the top of soil in potted plants. It can be used in beds outside. It actually is very good mulch, helping plants grow. You may not like the way it looks. It's not as soft a look as shredded tree trimmings or something like that, but it works well. If you use it as a mulch, don't do what a lot of people do, and that is put plastic under it. Just put it on the soil surface. And it works very well in potted plants outside to keep squirrels from digging. They don't like to dig through it because it hurts their little hands. And the same thing goes for vegetable gardens and things like that, where cats are coming in and using your area. They don't like walking across it, so you can make you can mulch with it, or you can make a border around the garden with it, and it works well to keep the cats away. Not perfect by any means. Tropical John joining us now. What you got, John?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I thought I'd give you a little grasshopper update as I've been experimenting with all sorts of stuff out here.
Sure, please do.
Well, I think we're going to go right back to the thing that got me into organics right from the start, and that's diatomaceous earth mixed with the Surround WP is the only thing I'm finding that's doing anything to slow these guys down.
Have you tried that self-rising flower deal that somebody called about last week?
I have not. But, you know, it's that white coat that she, I'm looking at my garden now, and, you know, I've got a quarter acre under production with squash and cucumbers and black-eyed peas, and it is a sea of white. And with the rain, it washed it off. The grasshoppers are thick. The other thing that we've changed a little bit of my philosophy is I was letting a lot of the Johnson grass and stuff grow up around it. You know, we've always talked about leaving it growing on the fence lines. Mm-hmm. Well, now I've decided that those fence lines need to be as far away as possible, because the more habitat we give those guys to roost in,
mm-hmm.
the more they're staying around the edges of the garden and working their way back in. I've got one spot left that's got tall grass and, you know, some Johnson grass and some various other things that they're just thick in. Where we've cleaned up the rest of the other side of the garden, the grasshoppers have moved to, I guess for a better word, greener pastures.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for that to work, you've got to have some biodiversity, you know, a lot of different kinds of plants, and encourage birds. and that sort of thing. Plus, having those areas covered keeps them from ovipositing their eggs. That's the other thing. But just letting grass grow up tall, I can see that that might be a problem, yeah.
Yeah, especially close to the garden. I know Matt was just saying that there was a guy from Montana earlier talking about migratory birds coming through. And without a doubt, our biggest hunters back there are the mockingbirds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go strong, but man, I need a whole lot more mockingbirds.
Well, I think what we need to try is this self-rising flower. What this guy said last week when he called is that they ingest it, and it really messes them up. See, the kale and clay and the DE don't do much but repel them.
Right.
But the,
yeah, they're lightened, but they're not chewing.
Right. The self-rising, now I don't know how the cost effectiveness of it would be, how big a container you can get, but we might want to try it by itself, comparing it to the kale and clay and DE, and then maybe mixing it with those things.
That's not a bad idea, and it's really, all of that stuff is very, very relatively inexpensive, because at that quarter acre, I've actually used 4 gallons. I've got a 2-gallon pump-up sprayer that I take the filter off and keep it shook up. And I was able to do the quarter acre. It's not solid, but it's pretty full. I mean, my rows of cucumbers and squash are ridiculous. And so it goes a long way. And I was putting a cup of DE and a cup of Surround per gallon. So I did 2 and 2 in that 2-gallon sprayer and just shook it like crazy. And it really came out and put a nice coating. So I'll be anxious to try the flower for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's a heavy amount you put out. So that's cool that it went out of the sprayer without clogging up. That's good. The self-rising flower, I think he said he put it out dry with something like a dusting miser or something like that. And that's going to be an issue maybe of putting it into a wet mixture and blowing it out. But anyway, we'll try it both ways and see what happens.
Yeah, because I know the DE and the Surround, if you try to put it out dry, it doesn't work. I mean, it works a little, but I've wet the leaves and threw it on there, and it does not.
Yeah, you got to get that coating to stick to the plant really well, and it has to be dry.
Yep.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate you calling. You got time to get together next couple of days?
Yeah, I'll give you a holler tomorrow. Apologize for not getting with you on last week. Crazy week as always.
No problem. I'm just ready to spend some money. So give me a shout.
Awesome.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Trop. The Surround product, by the way, that we were referring to there is kale and clay. Surround WP is what you'll see on the package. That's the brand name. It's an EPA-labeled product and everything, and it is nothing but a bag of really fine textured kale and clay. And you mix it in water, spray it on like Trop was talking about, and it repels the grasshoppers in most conditions. Now, if they come in a cloud, like biblical numbers, it won't phase them. So there's got to be a reasonable amount of them coming in and being a problem for it to work. The self-rising flower, if it really does foul them up, if they feed on it, it might even work on heavier populations. That's what I'm curious about that we need to look at. Faye in Poolville, Texas. Hi, Faye.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I could not be better. I'm loving this mild weather and great gardening weather for us.
Yeah, myself. You're talking about self-rising flowers. I know they quit throwing, I hope they did, I read that they quit throwing rice at weddings because the birds would eat it, and it would just, then it gets wet and blows up and it's harming the birds. So.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. They've switched over to doing bird seed and other kinds of things, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, I had chores to do, and so I got on in the middle of one of your breaks where you had mentioned something about an organic mosquito thing for the yard. My cats are inside cats, but in the early morning hours, like today when it's nice out, I let them out a little bit. I'll sit with them a couple hours. The mosquitoes, I'll dust them down with DE first. Hopefully they'll repel them a little bit. But what was that? I mean, I heard about an organic, I've used organic since 89 when I first read the math and all that and figured out, whoa. But you said something, your break time said something about mosquito treatment.
Well, the organic approach is to try to kill the larvae, you know, rather than spraying some toxic poison around in the air to kill.
No, I don't want any of that because I have cats.
To kill the adults that are flying around. So the probably what you heard me refer to was BTI. It's a bacillus, and it has been used in the past just to throw into water in granulated form or in donuts to kill the larvae in the water. But while we are still experimenting with, and some cities and states around the country are using it on a large scale, there's good results coming from spraying it over the whole property. More Tree Care is working with me on a program where they're doing that. They've got a dry formula now of BTI that's put out just like fertilizer thrown out by hand,
okay,
that appears to last even longer. And we're also putting out things like the real fine textured cedar, the cedar side that Nature's Guide has now, and other dry products, garlic products, and things like that.
Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydratein. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydratein. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydratein. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydratein is now available to you. Hydratein allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratein or order directly from Hydratein.com. That's Hydratein.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. The birds forgot to warn me, and I wasn't watching the clock, so you may have missed a little bit of what I've ended up with there about the mosquitoes. There's not one single hard and fast organic way to do it. There's a lot of different products and techniques that work pretty well. More Tree Care uses about four different techniques in the program. They offer EcoSafe here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Uses primarily a garlic spray. I've experimented around with dry garlic. The dry cedar seems to work, and it smells good too. Broadcast all over the property. But the BTI is the thing. The BTI liquid spray and the BTI dry application, I think no matter what kind of program you do, having that as a part of it would be a beneficial thing for you to include in your program. Let's see what who's next. John in Dallas is next up, I believe. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Good. So I had a quick question about flower that I ran across, or it's actually a bunch of flowers. I sent you a picture a few minutes ago, but it's a pink, clumpy, like little pink star-looking flower that I saw growing beside the road. Like it was a county road, old caliche road. It was just growing in the caliche. It was the coolest little clumping group of flowers I've ever seen before, and I hadn't, you know, something new for me, so I thought you might be able to.
Did you send it to info at Dirt Doctor or to Facebook?
No, I sent it to the Howard address. But it looks like there's a ground cover I have in my front yard that blooms in the early spring. It's just a whole bunch of little pink flowers. Look like kind of a star shape. This one looks like that. It has a little white center to it.
But it's pink?
Yes.
Does it look like a buttercup?
No, they're tiny little pink ones. And then as I was driving south of Dallas whenever I found them, and as I was driving back, I looked off in the field, and I could see kind of bigger groups of them out in the field. These ones, I actually just picked them and brought them home and put them in my yard. That's why I was wondering kind of what they are. It's five petals and a little white center.
Well, I'm not seeing it here, so I haven't seen the photograph yet. Nothing's popping in my mind. It's pink, and you say it's a round flower?
No, it's pink. It looks like five petals in a star formation with a white, I don't know all the terminology on flowers, but...
Well, it almost sounds like evening primrose. Are you familiar with what it is?
No.
Okay. Look at evening primrose. I haven't seen the picture yet, so I'm not sure. Whenever I get it, I'll give you a shout. But look at evening primrose. That's one of the pink flowers that you see around a lot at this time of the year. So see if that's not what it is. And if not, we'll figure it out what it is.
Okay. All right. And then the other question I had for you was about, you know, as far as getting these amendments into the soil and doing aeration. I know that's kind of the typical way, but then every time my soil gets really dry and I start seeing cracks, I'm thinking that's like the perfect time to throw some lava sand down in those cracks to...
I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I think getting some of the amendments down in there, that's nature trying to help improve some of those soils, those heavy clay soils, by letting some air go down into those cracks, you know. But the same goes for compost and rock powders and things like that. I think that's a good plan.
Okay, I'll do that, and I'll be interested to learn more about that. What's it called?
Hydratein.
Hydratein. How does it work? What is it doing? And I mean, what is it?
Well, it's kind of an interesting deal. You put the product out on a piece of paper in an office, in an office environment, and it just turns to water. It actually has the ability to pull moisture out of the air and to accumulate it. And so that helps it stay, moisture stay in the root system of plants, you know, is the theory there.
So then you have to, I guess, adjust your watering schedule.
Yeah, a lot of people that are using the product are cutting their water frequency way back. And, of course, when you're using an organic program, you're already able to cut it back anywhere from 30 to 50%. And then adding this product to the mix, it makes a big, big difference about how long you can wait in between waterings.
Wow.
Give it a shot and let me know what you think.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
Let's see what Pat – let's – yeah, Pat's next up in Farmers Branch. Hey, Pat.
Good morning. My initial question I still want to ask, but I, too, am interested in the Hydratein. So a few questions regarding that. I have San Augustine grass. What is a good height to keep it mowed at for the summer? And then should you mow it down and put the Hydratein and then – you know, what's the process?
No, you can just broadcast it or spray it, whichever product you buy, just right across the top of the plants and water it in. That gets it on down into contact with the soil and on down where you need it to be. Doesn't matter how high you mow the grass. St. Augustine grass is commonly mowed about three inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so continuing to do that would be fine. You can mow it lower than that. You can mow it higher than that, but 3 inches is pretty much the most common height used.
Right. Well, now my main question, I have a neighbor, I don't know who walks a dog very early in the morning, and the dog is using my front yard for a bathroom.
I saw the note here, about to run. You could try the garlic pepper tea, something, dusting real hot pepper. Something real strong like that, mustard, something is about all you could try and see if you can repel them.
A commercial person doesn't have anything.
EcoSafe might have something. Let me talk to you off the air. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. A couple of things for you before we go back to the phones. We have a website, and I've put a bunch of stuff on there that I've talked about on the show today that you may want to take a look at. The Persian ivy that got burned where limbs got broken out of a tree and direct sun's coming down through the area, and several other things. It's the rehabilitation center, all the wonderful birds and everything, and quite a few things that we've talked about on the show. Facebook, you go to facebook.com, and it's facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor is how you go there direct. If you just pull it, if you do a search for Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, there's two websites. One of them I've got on a dark shirt, and I'm holding Tater, and that's not the right one. That's not where the information is. It's the other one where I have on a white shirt. And again, it's facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. The other thing is we have an app now. We have an app where you can listen to the show on your phone. And it's you know, the Dirt Doctor app. And it is going to be one that will have podcasts playing all during the week of past shows and everything. Right now, it's just doing Salem programming, but it is streaming the show live. Somebody just sent me an email saying that their volume was a little too low. On my phone, the volume is fine. So anyway, it's there for you. Check it out and let me know what you think about it. Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma. Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I'm the one who called you last week about the self-rising flower.
Yeah.
I've got a little tip for you on rats, squirrels, anything gets in under your car.
Okay.
Pantyhose with mothballs in it. Put one on the front and one on the back. Sprinkle just a few in your floorboard if you can stand the smell.
Well, I was just going to say, Scott, I can't stand the smell, and it's a dangerous smell.
Yeah, but what I was talking about mainly is cars you leave parked out in the pasture that you're not using.
Mm-hmm.
We got three or four old cars, and they were just flat tearing everything, wiring up in it.
Well, someplace like that, I guess it's okay, but I'm really negative about mothballs because I don't want people breathing that stuff.
No,
but
I understand. I was talking about parked vehicles.
Yeah, out in the open area, that's not a bad idea.
One that you're not using.
Yeah.
And then the lady's got the dog urinating on the yard. You can do mothballs there, and it kills the smell from that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because it'd be bad for the soil. The best thing for the urine or droppings, either one, if it's burning plants and all that, it would be zeolite. Putting out zeolite, it'll lock up that nitrogen. It's good for the soil, and it's a real easy way to do it. You just throw the stuff out. Orange oil actually will help a little bit too, but I'm not a mothball fan, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I just use it like on farm machinery, tractors and stuff.
Yeah.
I leave parked out there. Because them things come in all
no,
the time.
No, I can see that might be a good way to use it.
Yep,
I appreciate your tips. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's Michael in North Richland Hills. Hey, Michael.
Good morning, Howard. I wanted to ask you about taking a post hole digger and digging an 18-inch hole and putting lava rocks in there to break a hard pan. Someone had said something about that earlier, like several months ago. What you thought of that?
It's a good way to go. You don't need it. You're not talking about 18 inches wide, are you?
No, 4-inch wide.
Deep, yeah.
Up to 18 inches deep.
You can do it with a post hole digger, or you can do it with an auger that's even less diameter. But the thing
is, I'm sorry.
The thing you got to make sure you do is you go deep enough to go through the hard pan, and then if you fill that core that you've done with lava gravel, it's a wonderful vent, and it's a great way to go. And the more you put in, the better, obviously.
And do you add the sand to fill in the small spaces?
No.
The lava sand?
Nope, just do the gravel.
And what do you think about doing that as opposed to putting compost in the hole by itself?
I think that the best way to go is to put gravel the entire 18 inches till you get up to the surface and put the compost up in the mix it into the gravel up at the top 6 inches.
Okay.
It would be a waste to put it way down deep in the ground.
Okay. My reasoning behind that was the acids that get created that I would think would break up some of the any kind of buildup of minerals or.
Well, it will help some, but it was going to help mostly up at the top 6 inches because, see, that's the only place where you've got enough oxygen for the microbes that we're really looking for to thrive. And so burying the compost, you can end up with an anaerobic situation that you really don't want. So do the gravel up to 6 inches or so, like I said, and then from 6 inches to the surface, mix in compost and lava sand and green sand and other kinds of things. Also,
green sand and lava sand and what now?
Yeah, just like we're doing bed preparation, you know, any kind of rock minerals. Plus the fact, if you're dealing with trying to break up hard pan and heavy clay soils, I would spray this whole area with Garrett juice with hydrogen peroxide mixed in, because that will immediately, the minute it's sprayed, start the flocculation of the soil. In other words, making it fluffier and aerating.
Hey, one of your readers had mentioned clear shampoo.
No, don't recommend soaps and baby shampoo and all that kind of stuff. We use a soap called BioWash, which is a fatty acid type thing. It's made from potatoes and all it's a stimulator to a degree, and also helps control diseases and small insects. But to use soap out on the soil on an ongoing basis, it'll really hurt the microbes more than help. So I don't recommend that at all. And I don't recommend spraying hydrogen peroxide on the soil more than once, because one time it helps the fluffiness. You do it over and over again, it kills the bacteria too much, just like it does on your cut on your hand.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan, though, you got going.
I'll let you know how it works out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, the vents that you would make, which is what he's referring to, is where you've got heavy clay soil and bad percolation of water or whatever, or you've got a hard pan where the water goes in, hits that hard pan, and sits there. And so that's what he was talking about, is you drill or use a post hole digger and dig down through that hard pan layer or through the heavy soil that you're trying to improve, and then you put lava gravel in there so it breathes, and in the top turn it into better mix of bed preparation and all that, and then spray the surface with the hydrogen peroxide, and you'll see the whole area turn fluffier and softer and grow plants better than you have ever seen. It got an open line, too, at 866-444-3478. Dennis in Rome, Georgia. Hi, Dennis.
I enjoy your show very much. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
I had my yard resodded last year, over $6,000 worth, and it was beautiful. I mean, I got an irrigation system. It's watered twice a week, but I have a company to come out and spray for it and all that, but I'm getting brown spots all in, and they say it is disease, a fungus, and they sprayed it for that, and it's still like that. What do I need to do?
Well, give me a little bit more information. This is St. Augustine?
Yes.
What kind of St. Augustine is it, Dennis? Do you know?
Well, it's this. Now they said sod.
They didn't say whether it was palmetto or Raleigh or some kind
no,
of...
Sir. No, okay. Sir, I didn't ask them.
Okay. How have you been watering it since it was installed?
Twice a week.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. What kind of soil you have? Probably have sandy soil there, don't you?
We got red clay.
Red clay, okay. Well, it probably is a fungal disease, and it here's what I would do, a couple of things. One, the first one is to get a probe and probe the soil and see if you don't have some kind of perched water table, kind of like we were just talking about, or a situation where the water is staying in a shallow layer there and keeping the base of that sod wet too long. And you can use a pipe probe, which is a professional tool, and I've got one somewhere. I've been trying to find it. I haven't located mine. If you can't get one of those, just get an old golf club and break the head off of it. If you cut it at an angle, it's better than just breaking it off. But you can use that as a probe, and you can tell by the feel whether it's too wet or too dry or what's going on. It's probably too wet and causing the fungal diseases.
Okay.
One thing you can do is put out whole ground cornmeal, get it from a feed store or something like that if you can, because it'll be less expensive than the grocery store, and put it out at 20 pounds, just like a fertilizer application, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Uh-huh.
The other thing you can do is spray with one of two things. One is you can use the product called BioWash, which is a commercial product that you'll probably have to buy mail order. I don't know. You may have some nurseries in Rome. We've got quite a few listeners there. There may be some garden centers or feed stores that sell it there, Dennis. Ask for BioWash, B-I-O-W-A-S-H, BioWash. And if that doesn't work or you don't go that way or whatever, the alternative way to go is to spray with hydrogen peroxide. And the way I would use it is to use the Garrett juice as the base of the spray. Formula is on my website. And mix 16 ounces, that's a half a quart, I guess, that's a pint, of hydrogen peroxide, 3% from the grocery store, per gallon of ready-to-spray Garrett juice.
Yes, sir. One of the guys that comes out and sprays, I use a company that sprays, keep it sprays all the time, and he suggested that I reseed the dead spots.
Well, it's going to be tough to reseed St. Augustine grass. Can't do that.
Okay. Well, that's what he said. Well, I didn't think he knew what he's talking about. That's why I'm calling you.
You may have to spot sod some new, if it's completely dead, spot sod some new St. Augustine in those dead areas.
Well, it's completely dead.
You mean the whole area?
No, sir. I got three spots.
Three big spots. Yeah, just you're going to have to replant those. Check for the watering. If you've got a perch water table, do those vents that I was talking about.
Sir.
And do the biowash or the Garrett juice with hydrogen peroxide. One of those ways will get you fixed up, and let me know how it works for you, okay?
Sir, you do a good job. I listen to you every day, and everybody depends on you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Dave, hang on. Talk to you when we get back here, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil. The richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. but they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and it's Dave in Aledo. Hey, Dave, how you been?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. I talked to you about a year ago about a whole bunch of tree mulch that I got, one of those roadside tree trimmers to drop. Well, it aged up real good, and I put it around in the garden and on my trees, and it's working great, except I just wanted to report to you and your listeners that don't cover the root flare. I put some on with my front end loader and left it sitting up on one side of the tree, and I got a couple of dead branches or dying branches on that side. I've since pulled it back, spread it out. But the question is, what can I do to help that side?
Well, you've done the main thing is to get the mulch. Mulch is just like soil. It doesn't need to be, and it shouldn't be, up on the flare. It'll do damage to the flare, and that affects the tree as far as growth and can even – kill some limbs if it hurts the roots on that side.
I think that's exactly what happened, but I pulled it back, and I think I'm seeing some signs of life, but is there anything that I can do to stimulate that, or is those basically dead and need to come out?
Well, if it's dead branches, just they're not going to come back. Just trim them out. You did a little bit of damage by having it piled on the base there. I'm surprised it happened that fast, so there may be something else. What I would do is not only pull the mulch back, but look at that soil and make sure that flare is dramatically exposed. You know, get the soil off of it that was under the mulch also. And that's the first step of what I would recommend that you do, basically, to answer your question, and that is to do the sick tree treatment. First step of it is to get the flare dramatically exposed. There's nothing that does more good.
Well, the previous owner had put, it's in the parkway on either side of my driveway. It's a big old, tree. And he had used rock in there. And it had gone real well for a while. But I wanted to put something around it on top of the rock to hold moisture better because it's been so darn dry. And Where I screwed up is I left it up on that one side. I didn't pull it back. I got diverted and did something else.
Well, you don't want to build up anything at all. I'd take the rock out of there and take the soil that you put in there out too. You want to have that flare dramatically exposed. That's what caused the dead up the top, not the fact that you had mulch there for a period of time.
It was there for about a month or so.
Yeah, that wouldn't have caused any damage, but soil and rock on top of the flare will be a problem and has been. So get that out of there and have that flare so dramatically exposed that you can stand on it.
Okay. Next question, or not a question, but a report. You've been talking grasshoppers this morning.
Yep.
And for about 3 years, actually longer than that, I've been putting out NOLO bait. And I keep them in check. They get black spots on them and die, and they've been eaten by, you know, they're cannibalistic.
Yeah, it works. It works really well if you do it early in the year. So, yeah, it's something I probably should mention more than I do. But when we get into the heat of the summer and the big adults are feeding, it doesn't tend to work as well as if you used it in the spring, early in the season.
That's when I did it. Now, the one other thing is in my 40-by-40 garden, I got a mulch pile that I've been working on, and I've got a pretty good source of overage vegetables and stuff like that that I've been burying in there. And you wouldn't believe the volunteer stuff that's coming up out of that pile.
Well, that's always fun to see what comes up. Sometimes you can get some pretty good crops.
Yeah, and it's just all intermingled. It's kind of interesting, and I did put some both red wigglers and some European night crawlers in there, and they're happily chewing away at it. The stuff disappears when I put it in. I cover it up with some of the tree bark mulch and the age stuff,
yeah,
and some grass and stuff like that in there.
Well, it sounds like you're doing good, Dave. Keep on. Let me help some more people real quick and call us back again, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Lynn in Plano.
Oh, hi. Real quickly, I just want to say I've followed you for years. I've learned so much. Thank you. But I cut out a clip from the newspaper about your little pool cleaning venture with the mustard algae. And my husband and I were going online this morning trying to figure out where do we buy this 33%.
Well, you
can find anywhere.
You can use the 3% and just use a lot more of it from the grocery store to get the concentrated stuff. It is hard right now. We're trying to work with a couple of different companies to get it on the market in more reasonable retail packaging. But you can currently buy it. If you do a web search for it, you have to get it mail order. And it has to be shipped a certain way and all that. If you can get your feed store or garden center to work with you and help you get it in, that's a better way to go. Another way to track down the concentrated hydrogen peroxide is to go to Acres USA, their website or their publication. They have two or three advertisers that sell the concentrated hydrogen peroxide. Let me talk to you off the air about the rest of it. And Bob and the rest of you, hold on. I'll help you before I get away from here. Thanks for being here. We had a great time today with everybody. A lot of good questions and comments and suggestions. And I appreciate all that. Enjoy your week. Looks like we're going to have some hot weather moving back in again. But it's a great time to get that fall garden started. Always keep an eye on those birds out there. Don't forget to feed the birds. That'll help you with the insect control, and you'll enjoy the birds as well. Go to dirtdoctor.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. You can fill out the form on the website, and I'll see you next week.